Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day, baby. And I'd be doggone if I wouldn't bring you my pay.
Marvin Gaye, the late, great Marvin Gaye, bringing us back. One of his classics, 23 After the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Joanna Brandy's our guest, our good friend, 23. She's in her 23rd year with us, folks. We've already had her 22nd anniversary. President of Joanna Brandy & Company, returnonhappiness.com. Is that right, Joanna?
Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah, another one I just put up recently is positiveleadershipcoach.com.
All right.
That's an interesting one.
That's a good one. That's absolutely fine, folks. So I encourage you to check that out and see what Joanna Brandy can do to help you. We're talking about how women and men are different in leadership roles. It's turning around that it's not how men and women are different, but how women are better than men in leadership. I think that's the way the conversation seems to be leaning, Joanna, but I'm not going to go there. So
am proposing that at this particular time in the world, that women have some skills and tendencies that are badly needed. And, and so because of that, they might make better leaders at this time.
There you go. She's such a diplomat, folks. All right, what is another one of the 19 ways that women are different / better than men?
Emotional intelligence. Yeah. Pardon me?
Tell us about that.
Well, emotional intelligence is about two different things. It's about self-awareness and self-mastery, of course, and then other awareness, relationship awareness. How are we in relationship with others? And emotional intelligence can be tested, and it's measured on 12 different criteria, I believe. And in all but one, women come out higher than men on emotional intelligence.
And is there any part of that? And by the way, I've done a lot of programming on emotional intelligence. Judith Glaser, the late, great Judith Glaser.
Oh, my gosh. The late, great Judith Glaser. She was
Judith
amazing.
Judith Glaser, I helped her launch her EQ strategy on my show.
You did?
Over 15,
wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, 15 years ago. No, I've been, bless her heart, we miss her so much. We loved Judith. She did so much for the EQ movement. But there are things. Is there any downside in when you're managing a tough business and a tough industry to having too much EQ?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because it helps you read other people quickly. It's like a WD-40 for relationships.
Right. Okay. I'll go along with that.
I think if anything, high emotional intelligence speeds up results because you're able to because of the relationship part of it.
One of the things that I think about though is sometimes I see women with all this information that you're telling me that women have, and I agree with you. Sometimes all that information leads to inertia. Not pulling the trigger. And that's one of the things, and again, I only say this because everybody knows I've already paid my dues on promoting women in the world, in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, but I'm just saying, if I could say one thing to women about this, I would say make sure that all this information that you're either seeking or that you're getting in, that it doesn't get you to the point where you is inertia. That you.
Well, I agree.
There is a possibility of having too much information. What do you think?
Well, and in many cases, my belief is that we're socialized that way.
Yeah.
That we get to a certain point. You know, if you look at even
when you say we, men and women or just women?
Just women. Mm-hmm. If you look at little girls, there's a whole different language with women. You know, men who are pull the trigger or however you frame it, men who are able to get things done are called assertive, women are called bossy.
Yeah.
If you even look at the language.
But I don't know, but I'm taking that part of it out. I'm talking about there's no other dynamic going on around anywhere. It's just you and the decision Oh, and again, I'm just doing this out of love and interest. When I talk about these things, that's my only point about some of this information. Make sure I'm not saying anyone is doing it. I'm just saying make sure that doesn't get in the way. All right, now what's next?
Well, before you go off that one though, here's what women can do if that's the case. They can get themselves fixed up with a good coach. They can get themselves
that's
fixed up
point.
With a group of women who are focused on
not just
action.
Women, not just women. They need to have a diverse group. They're gonna if they women need male mentors. Men need women
well,
mentors.
We need both. We need both.
That's right.
I think we need both.
That's
but they
right.
need let's say it this way. They need support to help them
yep.
make the big decisions and to move on it quickly. And I will agree with you because I have a yep. tendency to get bogged down with all this information and then don't make a choice.
And one of the things that I'd like to leave with wrap up with is something I always try to talk about. Ladies, find a way to gain more confidence. Self-confidence is the biggest thing that holds back women. All the women experts I talk to agree with me on that.
Absolutely.
Focus
Absolutely.
On the things that give you confidence that matter. Your wardrobe is not one of them. Women are more capable than they give them credit for. Men are less capable than they claim. That's a fact.
Well, let's leave with that.
But
love
being
that.
More confident will get you the business more than you ever know. So that's one of the things
Absolutely.
To think about. Hey,
Absolutely.
Joanna, good job today. Will you come back? Let's talk about this some more.
Okay.
All right. Joanna
Take
Brandy,
care,
ladies
Tim.
And gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Joanna joined us, and so we did. ReturnOnHappiness.com. That's one of our websites, and check her out. I got to take a quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.